This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Thursday, July 16th. Well, cattle markets yesterday finding quite a bit of support as the market surged up and really bumping up against the top end of that trading range. We've spent quite a bit of time up here. In fact, we were basically up here for the last 2 weeks, just bumping against that trading range. Feeder cattle trying to make an effort to bump above it. The front month August just closing slightly above that trading range. So maybe we're going to get some follow through here. Maybe we're finally starting to see a breakout either direction. Cash trade has been fairly flat. We have seen enough to establish the market at around steady with last week. Fed trade around 96 and dress trade around 157. Box beef values were mixed. Choice was down 16 cents at 201. Select up 52 cents at 191. The spread was down 68 cents at 939. Movement 151 loads. Slaughter rates, 119,000 head slaughtered yesterday compared to 120 the week prior and 122 the year prior. Year-to-date slaughter running fairly steady with last week at 353,000 head. We had 354 a week ago, but 364 a year ago. So running slightly behind a year ago's numbers. Export sales were very strong today, 27,800, so it's nice to see a good solid number there. South Korea took 7,900, Japan 6,300, Mexico took 3,600. In pork sales, 38,500 there, that's a strong number as well. Mexico 10,100, China took 8,000, Canada took 5,700. So this should help support the market, getting some momentum from yesterday and even this morning or with the export sales. So this morning, markets are up another 90 cents or so on the fat cattle. Feeders up about a buck and a half. So it does look like we're starting to break out to the top side on both the lives and the feeders. So this will give us a direction. And if we can hold it here, if we can close into new highs, that would at least give us something to go on as far as what direction we're going to be looking at. You know, the feedlots are current. Packers seem to be well positioned here, and demand seems to be fairly strong. You know, the box beef values haven't been all that stellar. They've been kind of pulling back steadily over the last couple weeks, but apparently, you know, the packers still need to bring in a lot of cattle, and those feedlots are managing to stay current. So that's what's supporting the market. We see the feeder cattle index having some strength as well. We're up another 29 cents. We're at 135.91. But August feeders are sitting at 140.71 or 70. So that's almost a couple bucks higher than where almost $5 higher than where the cash index is. Got plenty of time to meet that, but clearly the board is anticipating further strength as we work our way through July and into August. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.